Good morning. My name is Christine, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the CanCare 2.0 implementation conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Ms. Becky Ross, you may begin your conference.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us again for this call. We have a couple of updates from KDHE. We have all three of the managed care organizations represented, as well as KDADS and our enrollment broker, DXC. For our update from KDHE, I just want to remind everyone that we're continuing calls every Thursday at 9 a.m. You can find the information on the website. The dial-in number for participants doesn't change from week to week. So we'll be here to answer any questions you might have regarding implementation. Also, remind everyone that open enrollment is continuing until April 3rd, so members can make a choice of MCO if they choose to during that time. With that, I'll turn it over to Aetna to give us their update.
Hello, this is Keith Wisdom from Aetna. So three things I want to mention. Number one, we will be posting to the website today or tomorrow an announcement about the payment cycles, because we've been getting the state and Aetna have been getting a number of questions on our claim payment cycles. And we'll be having two payment cycles a week, which generate payments on Tuesdays and Fridays. The checks and remits from the Tuesday cycle are mailed on Wednesday, and EFTs are available beginning Wednesday. And then for the Friday pay cycle, the checks and remits are mailed on Monday, and the EFTs are available on Monday. So just wanted, there were a lot of questions about the timing, and that's the payment cycles we have. Also, we've sent through some email distribution channels, and we will also be posting on our website a memo to home and community-based providers. And there's been a lot of questions on the home and community-based side because of EVV and because of prior authorizations carrying over from Amerigroup and when they'd be loaded and available to be seen through EVV or Authenticare. So just to highlight the memo, HCBS providers will be loaded by tomorrow in our system, and that includes participating and non-participating providers that we have information in-house on. And then existing authorizations will be loaded and aligned to those providers by Monday the 21st, and then those authorizations will be available to be seen through Authenticare on Tuesday the 22nd. So hopefully that addresses some questions regarding Authenticare authorizations and then and the HCBS providers. And then third, our provider town halls are continuing, and those dates have been sent out through various channels and are available on our website, but encourage providers to attend those if they have questions, detailed questions that they'd like addressed, and certainly we have provider representatives available that you can find through our website as well. So those are the three announcements. That's all I have from Aetna.
Thanks, Keith. Now I'll turn it over to Sunflower.
Hi, this is Doug Kleiss with Sunflower. What I'd like to report today, our call volumes are still trending higher. A lot of the issues are related to PCP changes. We did put a bulletin out related to our 4 HCBS providers. We have the authorizations loaded that would go up to Authenticare. Those should be viewable in Authenticare tomorrow. And also, let's see here if I had anything else. We had about 80 fallout, but they actually don't go to Authenticare, so those are being caught on our back end through our claims processing. So we feel that we're in pretty good shape. If anyone, cannot see their OSS come Friday, we have a phone number to that department. You can contact 877-644-4623, extension 44329. That's the update that we have at this time.
Thanks, Doug. And now I'll turn it over to United for their update.
Hi, this is Carrie Kimes with United Healthcare. Similar to Doug's update, we are continuing to experience just a higher call volume than normal for our member. Similar reasons, new members calling for PCP changes or just kind of general information on United, and our call centers are managing that well. We're not experiencing high wait times or anything like that. The other item we had today, we'd reported last week that we had loaded some of our HCBS transition of care authorizations twice, just to make sure they were there. And so we are now in the process of getting those duplicative auths out of our system and out of EVV. But it's, providers will see the duplicate auths. They can use either of those, but we will get those cleaned up here in the next week or so, but it should not cause issues with our HCBS providers being able to see them and in the EVV system and being able to bill for those clients. And other than that, our transition of care items are going as we would expect. And that was the only two items we had for today.
Thanks, Carrie. Christine, I think we're ready to take questions.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first question comes from the line of Jackie Clifton. Your line is now open.
Okay, thank you. This is for Keith at Aetna. Regarding the EVV and Authenticare authorizations, once those are loaded and we can submit billing through Authenticare to Aetna, what's the next step for providers who have not received notice that the contract is finalized or the welcome packet that has information on how you will be paying claims to the provider? We've gotten the credentialing approved, and that worked out last week, which was nice, but I haven't heard from anybody on contracting, on the status of that, or how that works. So any information you could provide would be great.
Well, the contracting work, if you went through the credentialing process, that meant that, you'd already went through the contracting process successfully. Provider loads are, for those authorizations to have a home, a provider to attach to, the providers have to be loaded, right? So that's why the timing of the load versus of the providers versus the load of the authorization. So that means when you see the authorizations in Authenticare, that means you're a loaded provider in our claims system and claims payments can proceed.
So would that mean that you will just be mailing checks and paper EOBs?
Yes, if you've not signed up for EFT, that's the case. And at this time, we have very few forms in, and I know the form was not available till December for signing up for EFTs, but we welcome people to sign up for that, and we'll be working through that process to
I guess that's what, I'm missing the EFT form. How do you get that? Your website? Do you call somebody?
So I'm not 100% sure if it's on our website. I would think it is, but what I would say is you can call our regular 1-800 number and go through choose the provider prompt so that you get to our provider provider experience line, and that our 1-800 number is 1-855-221-5656.
Okay, thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question during this time, please press star then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Here's another question in line. Please state your first and last name. Your line is
Helper Inc., and we are an FMS provider for HCBS services. And to kind of dovetail on Jackie's question, we have not received our welcome packet, and I don't think a lot of us have in speaking with other providers. We are signed into the web portal, et cetera, for Aetna, but when can we expect to get those welcome packets and to know that we are officially, get our paperwork back, that we are officially credentialed and done?
Yeah, so can I get your name again? I just heard you were an FMS provider.
Yes, my name is Stacy Jones, and I'm with Helpers, Inc.
Thank you, Stacy. The welcome packets for providers have not been mailed, so that's correct. Nobody's received those. Those are going to be mailing in February. I don't have they will happen in February. I don't have a firm date on when in February at this point. If you do have questions, we do have our provider reps in the provider experience line to answer those. Being one of the providers that use Authenticare, you'll definitely be able to see, that you've been loaded in our claim system when those become available in Authenticare next Tuesday.
Okay, thank you so much.
Sure.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions at this time. Presenters, please continue.
Thank you, Christine. So let's give it another minute just to see if there's any more questions.
Excuse me, presenters, you have a question in line.
Okay.
Please state your first and last name. Your line is now open.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi, this is Ruth Cornwall with the Kansas Medical Society. Appreciate you guys having these calls. My question is for the state. We have the CanCare claims resolution log. Will there be a CanCare transition log made available on the CanCare website?
We're getting to a phone, Ruth. I mean, to a microphone. So kind of...
Hi, Ruth. This is Shirley Norris. I'm trying to understand what exactly you're requesting on the transition log. You mean if people call in and have issues? Or, I mean, the resolution log would be your system implementation issues.
But the claims resolution log that's out there now is claim specific. We've heard lots of questions about the transition to Aetna. You know, we've got portals, we've got clearinghouse issues, we've got prior auth issues. Are you going to keep a log for this transition separate?
Well,
Okay.
We do have a log that's been used for internal purposes and with the MCOs. So you're thinking you'd like to have that shared with the public? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, please.
Well, we can consider that. We'll We'll think about it and see if we can do that for you. But we certainly do keep track of every call, make sure that every issue has been addressed. And if it hasn't been addressed, we follow up. We currently have always had the issues from providers and members. We track all of that ourselves, but we've never had that public. But we'll consider the request, Ruth.
Well, and we're posting the questions that are coming from these calls are the ones that would be that we're tracking on the logs, and those calls and the recordings are all posted on the website.
Right.
Right. They're in the transcript, and I get that. But you know, there's been issues brought up that maybe we haven't touched base on, like today, for you know, where are we at in the provider loads and getting people into the secure portal. You know, just things like that. Issues maybe brought up about some messaging on the Aetna website, things like that. I just think it would be helpful, not to beat anybody over their head with it, but just help track this transition. Because I think when providers know that their issue is being addressed and it's on the radar, that buys some time and allows folks to be a little more patient with some of the issues that are being brought up.
So we do follow up with every individual provider that brings up issues. I know Aetna has reached out to a number of providers who have called. So, I mean, the providers that are contacting us do feel, I hope, that we are trying to address the issues. We'll certainly consider the request and discuss it.
That'd be great. Thanks.
Your next question.
This is Shirley Norris again. I did want to say one thing, addressing the contracting issues and the lack of packets and the uncertainty over that. Once a provider is loaded in Aetna system or any of the MCO systems, they can start marrying up the authorizations that are necessary. Now, with Aetna, because they are a new CanCare MCO, the state policy requires that they pay any non-net provider as network with 100% of the fee schedule. So I want to assure people that if you're you haven't received your packet, as long as Aetna has your information loaded in their system, they can process your claims and pay your claims at the fee schedule.
Presenters, we have another question from Jeanette Livingstone. Your line is now open.
Hi, this is Jeanette Livingstone with the Sedgwick County CBDO. Hey, we'd heard through the rumor mill that a day or a residential provider was told by Aetna that they'll have to bill through Authenticare. Is that correct, or is that a misunderstanding?
Amy Penrod, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line. That is not correct. Currently, day in residential is not billed, or we don't use Authenticare for that.
Okay, so maybe a care manager just needs some education on that.
Yeah, and I'll be happy to clarify that at our meeting here with all the CDDOs.
Oh, perfect. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure.
So, Jeanette, this is Keith Wisdom from Aetna. So you received that instruction from a care manager on our team?
We heard from a provider that they were told by an Aetna care manager that they would have to bill through Authenticare.
Okay. If you can, we can call you, or if you have more specifics, I'd be glad to talk offline, and we look for every opportunity to educate anyone on our team if incorrect information has been given out.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
We have another question in line. Please state your first and last name. Your line is now open.
Yeah, this is Nita Dalton. We are an FMS provider, and I understand that the claims are going to be, or the authorizations are going to be loaded on the 21st, and we should see them in Authenticare on the 22nd. My concern is what happens on the 26th, or the 22nd, sorry, when those auths aren't there, I'm already behind a day processing payroll. What do I do? What's the best number to contact to get this handled quickly?
Yeah, this is Keith Wisdom from Aetna. If you give us your phone number, we'll have somebody from our provider experience team reach out to you so you have a source for dialogue on that.
Okay. My phone number is 785-827-9383, and I'm at extension 130.
785-827-9383, extension 130?
Yes.
Nita Dalton?
Yes.
Okay. Somebody will reach out to you today.
Okay, thank you.
Is there another question in line? Please state your first and last name. Your line is now open.
Stacey Barrett. This is Stacey Barrett with Lincoln Center OBGYN, and I have a question regarding the OB notification forms for Aetna.
Go ahead, Stacey.
Okay. I had asked this last week. I actually got a hold of my rep and asked a question, and I haven't heard back yet. I'm just wondering, on these OB notification forms, you have the Promise Pregnancy Program where you're giving some incentives to the members for completions of their visits. How are you knowing about those visits? Because we bill globally at the end, and we don't tell you every time an OB person comes in. So how is this going to be tallied, or exactly how is this going to work?
Yeah, this is Keith Wisdom from Aetna. That value-added benefit is not tied to claims. So it actually will involve a form that the member will have to bring into the physician on a visit to get.
So every visit they're going to bring in a form that we have to complete or just sign, or what's going to be involved for our staff?
It would involve a signature, but we can get back with you on what those forms look like. Who from our team did you talk to last week?
Let's see. My rep, let me see if I can find her name. I apologize. My rep is Nicole Kennedy, and I had reached out, and she was going to be checking and letting me know. We're already seeing these patients for OB visits, and I don't want to have to backtrack and do things.
Understand. We'll get back with you this week.
Okay. You need a phone number or anything?
Go ahead. I'm sure Nicole has it, but go ahead just in case.
Okay. It's 785-231-0617, and that's a direct dial. Again, my name is Stacey Barrett, Lincoln Center OBGYN.
All right. Thank you, Stacey.
Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then the number one on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions at this time. Presenters, please continue.
So I want to Since there are no other questions, we're going to conclude the call. I want to thank everybody for their participation. Remind them that the next call will be next Thursday, the 24th of January, same time. The information about the calls are posted on our website along with the recording. The number is the same for all of the calls, so you would have all of that information there. Again, thank you for your participation and have a good week.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.